Hello, my name is Todd Beatty, and I'm an active leader here at New Philadelphia Busan. I recently came back from a week-long missions trip to Borneo, Malaysia, and I will be sharing our team's field report and my mission testimony with you today. So first, I'll start with the field report as compiled by our team leader, Michelle Flickinger. From January 26th to February 2nd, 2015, our team ministered in the state of Sarawak on the island of Borneo in the nation of Malaysia. During our time in Sarawak, we worked closely with Pastor John Mutong, our local contact through Native Partners for World Mission. We had the opportunity to travel to 10 Native longhouse communities where we got to pray for over 100 families and witness more than 80 cases of physical healing. During our house visits, we were even able to lead one person to Christ. One of our more dramatic healing testimonies was a woman who was completely paralyzed on her left side. Through the prayers of the saints, she ended up gaining mobility and feeling in her limbs. Praise God. Our mission field in Sarawak has over 48 longhouse communities, yet many of them are still unreached. Our local contact, Pastor John, has been working in this area for more than 30 years and is the leader of Bacas Church, which oversees 9 longhouse communities. Our ministry with Pastor John in the longhouses was marked with a lot of quality time. We drank a lot of Malaysian sweet tea, coffee, and Milo, and we also danced a lot, as you saw. Some were better than others. I don't know why I made it in the video again, but it was good. We participated in the cultural dance of the Aban tribe, while we also learned and taught our own VBS dances to them. As we gained their trust and we deepened our relationship with the local people, the Lord released an abundance of joy, healing, and restoration. God revealed his healing power everywhere we went and marked 2 church services in particular with a real outpouring of his Holy Spirit. While being fully present with the longhouse people, the team was also very intentional to honor Pastor John and the other local ministers every chance we got. Even after we return home, these are the ones who are going to continue to sow God's word into these precious people. God is truly doing an amazing work in Malaysia. He is breaking off the bondage of generational occultic practices. He is setting people free in the spirit and in their physical bodies. We believe that the Lord continues to empower his people in Borneo and that there is a great transformation for the entire nation of Malaysia coming. Thank you so much for your prayers and finances and making this trip possible. So I will now share with you my personal testimony about the trip. So in the summer of 2011, I went on my first trip with New Philadelphia Church to Borneo. And having recently experienced the power of God's love in my own life for the first time, I was very expectant to see God move powerfully on the trip. And sure enough, he did. My team saw more than 80 people get healed through the laying on of hands, and we witnessed the fire of God fall mightily too. By the end of the trip, I was at a loss for words. And if you know me, you know that's pretty rare. Overwhelmed by all that he had done to our team and through our team, I asked the Lord to send me back to Borneo to preach at revival services. I felt so honored to have been on that trip, but at the same time, I was hungry for more. I knew that God was doing something special in Malaysia, and I wanted to be part of it. As the years went by, however, I forgot about that simple prayer. I went on 2 other mission trips to Thailand and the Philippines, both of which were incredible in their own right. Then, in the fall of 2014, Lisa Kim, our missions director here at New Philadelphia Church, assigned me to the Borneo missions team, but this time as the team preacher. Immediately, I was reminded of that simple prayer I had made at the end of my last trip. I may have forgotten, but God had heard and seen the desire of my heart, and his faithfulness made it come to pass. I was going back to Malaysia, and this time I would be preaching. But I knew that this trip was going to be very different from my previous one. Before, I was a passionate but inexperienced rookie. I was just happy to be in the room when Holy Spirit ministered. This time, I was being sent as the team preacher, responsible for ministering, shepherding, and leading the team spiritually. The task initially seemed overwhelming, and my mind was flooded with a thousand different questions and fears. What if I pray for the sick and they don't get healed? What if I preach and no one responds? What if I lead the team but no one's inspired? What if I ask Holy Spirit to come but he doesn't come? What if? Then one day, as I was reading from 1 Corinthians 2:15 or 2:1-5, I felt the weight of the trip ease. In his letter to the church at Corinth, Paul writes, "And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstrations of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Reading those words, I definitely could identify with Paul. I had a lot of fear and trembling as I was preparing for the mission trip. But I was encouraged that my speech and my message were not the key to having effective ministry times in Borneo. Demonstrations of God's Spirit and power, two things that I could not control or produce on my own, they would have to be the foundation of the team's ministry on the trip. As much as I felt responsible as the team preacher, my yoke was easy and my burden was light. I had to trust in God's love, his love for me and his love for the people of Borneo. And of course, God is very faithful. He graciously watched over his word to perform it. And by his Spirit, the team ministered powerfully in Borneo. We witnessed countless healings and miracles in the name of Jesus, including blind eyes that saw, paralyzed limbs that moved, and shriveled hands that were opened. We witnessed broken hearts healed, generational curses broken, and parents dedicate their families to serving the Lord alone. God is really good. For me personally, the highlight of the trip came on the last day of ministry, a Sunday. Although we had already seen incredible demonstrations of God's Spirit and power each and every day, I felt that this final day was like a D-Day. The team would be ministering at a combined Sunday service of three different local congregations, and I knew it was going to be something special. Before leaving for the trip, I felt like the Lord had promised me a great outpouring of his Spirit, and I felt like this was the day he wanted to do it. Expectant, but also a little nervous, I arrived at the church building, and I immediately went out back to pray alone. As I often do, I began pacing back and forth, praying over the order of the service, and asking the Holy Spirit to have his way during my sermon and altar call. But all of a sudden, I had an unexpected prayer partner. Lawrence, or Lau, a little boy whom I befriended earlier in the trip, began to follow me behind me as I was praying and pacing. At first, I wasn't sure how long he would be interested in going back and forth over this little patch of concrete that I was traversing. But to my surprise, he stuck with me for a good stretch of time. Then, as I finished praying and turned to look at him, he took my hand and began leading me around the church building, smiling and giggling as I stooped to accommodate his short stature. As I was led along by this small but precious child, my heart burst. I felt like I got a glimpse of what it's like to be a minister of God. Here I was, a grown man, much stronger and bigger than this small child, but I willingly followed his lead out of love and trust. Our Father in heaven is not too proud that he won't go where his children are going or do what his children want done. Once we have his heart, taking the time to follow and walk in his shadow and learn his ways, he is happy to follow us around and seek as we seek to do his will. I'm not trying to create some kind of new doctrine or suggest that a human could ever manipulate or control God. I'm just trying to put to words what I felt like I learned in that moment, that we don't have to fear. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Before the trip, I was afraid that God might not come if I called. I was afraid that there would be no power to my ministry. There would be no punch to my words. But now I have more faith than ever in what Jesus said in Luke 11:13. "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" During the service, I preached from Joshua 24:14-15, challenging the families of Borneo to choose whom they would serve, the occultic gods of their fathers or the Lord God Almighty. At the end of the service, I invited everyone to come forward to receive the Holy Spirit, our helper in living for the Lord. And more than 75 people responded. Then I quoted Luke 11:13, and I told everyone to ask the Father to give them the Holy Spirit. Before the team even began to pray for people, the fire of God fell, and people began weeping and crying out to God. Our counselor, helper, and friend came just as Jesus had promised. Like my first mission trip to Borneo, I left Malaysia in awe of our amazing God. I can't wait to be sent back to continue the good work that the Lord has started in those people. I want to say a special thank you to everyone who helped make my trip to Borneo possible. Thank you to those who fasted and prayed. Thank you to those who gave financially. And thank you to those who encouraged me when I thought I couldn't do it. I ask that you might receive in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over everything that you have sown. Thank you.